Hey, hey, hey! What do you say? It's time to connect the dots. You hear the music, you know it's time to connect the dots. All right, let's go, let's go. This is Tom Edison, your host. And this is Connect the Dots radio show. Hey, did I ever tell you, hey, it's a call-in radio show. You can call in. You can stick your head out the window and call as loud as you want. And just call it in. If your voice is loud enough, it'll reach the apparatus I'm talking to. Hey, 888-627-6008 or 888-627-6008. Anyhow, hey, there's something important happening tomorrow. You know, in New York City here, where I'm doing the show from, it's Sunday already. It's a little after 1 a.m. on Sunday. And tomorrow, Monday, the holiday, there's going to be a full moon. And I want everyone to participate in another global mass meditation to gather and connect with the energies of the full moon. And exactly in New York City, it's going to be exactly at 6:48 p.m. That's a convenient time. Mark it on your calendar. If you're in another time zone, well, hey, you can figure it out. Hey, you know, if you're in California, it'll be 3:48 p.m. But in New York City, my time zone, Eastern Standard Time, EST, it'll be 6:48 p.m. So turn on your computer and get ready about 6:40, 6:45, because we all want to do this synchronized. That's how global meditations work, you know? We all get together and think about, talk about, focus our minds on the same thing at the same time. There are plenty of sites on the internet to follow this along. An easy way to find it, it's advertised very much on Twitter. At Sisterhood Rose is a good place to go. Spelled just like it sounds. And you can scroll down whether you're a member of Twitter or not. You go to that site, you can scroll down and you'll see it up there. Black and white and color. It will have the times and relation to your location. How about that? That relation to your location. Hey, that's the beginning of a poem somehow. But I want everybody to participate. This is important. You know, we want the event to happen sooner. That's right. If you haven't heard about it, it's the event. The ETs are going to show themselves. Oh, man. And they're going to land their spacecraft. Right now, if you've been watching pictures of going on the internet, you see a lot of circular-shaped clouds over tops of mountains, over other settings. And these are the ET ships, you know, spaceships hiding themselves in clouds. They're appearing all over the place now. Plus, unusual lights floating about in the sky. They're showing themselves to get us ready. But we want this to happen really sooner than later, because we're under attack by our own governments. That's right. All the governments in the world now are owned and controlled by the New World Order, the dark side, the cabal, whatever you want to call them, the bad guys and the bad ETs. That's right. Most of our world is controlled by bad ETs. They've been controlling planet Earth for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years, if not more than that. Hundreds of thousands of years. Some people say millions. In fact, I'm going to delve into this for a minute here. I'm always watching new videos that are posted because I'm on Twitter. People are always posting videos that are up on YouTube or BitChute, you know? What a name. BitChute. Or is it BuyChute? Or BitChute? Or is it just BitChute? Anyhow, one of those sites that puts up the videos was something that actually was done back in 2002, but it had some very important, informative information in regards to how we got to where we are now. It had a lot of key pieces to the puzzle that explained things such as the original sin, and it gives some names of some, what can we call them, participants in the original sin, as it's so be, and the true history of the universe, as it's called sometimes. Now, there's good and bad in all the races I'm going to mention pretty much, but let me just tell you, first of all, how they, and then this was done 2002 was some kind of a video they were putting together. This woman talks it out. She goes through it like, man, she has all the knowledge in the universe. She was talking very fluently. And she took us back 250 billion years and started talking about a 15-dimensional system. In general, most people are lucky if they know about the 12-dimensional system, let alone a 15-dimensional system. And she talks about the founders of the system that we're in, the time-space system that we're in, and we're just one of many. But 250 billion years, you got to think about that. Now, scientists have always told us the universe is only, I don't know, 14.3 billion years old. At one time, they only thought it was 13.6 billion years old or something like that. And they tell us our Earth is only 2 or 4.3 or 4.5 billion years old. That might be accurate. But there are... definition of how, of course, that's based on telescopic viewing or infrared viewing, looking out there, that we're only 14 plus billion years old. But here's this person coming on back in 2002 and talking about what happened 250 billion years ago. So let me explain it to you this way. There, I don't know if you're familiar with, there's something called the tree of life. And I'm not just talking about the tree of life that gives forth the fruit that certain beings can eat and be fully sustained. I'm talking about the geometric tree of life, which has 12 spheres connected in different ways. You know, it's a linear depiction of something that's three-dimensional, most likely. But there's 12 spheres, and sometimes it's pictured with only 11 spheres, as if one's missing. But anyhow, that's the system we're in. We're in one of these tree of life, 12 spheres connected geometrically. Systems. And The founders, they're up there in the 13th, 14th, and 15th dimension, and they set up this 12-dimensional system below there. The 12th dimension has the fastest frequencies, and the first dimension has the lowest frequencies. And they call, kind of like pair them off in groups of three. So there's dimensions 12, 11, and 10 are the entry points into this tree of life system that we are included in. And then the next pair is 9, 8, 7. Then there's 6, 5, and 4. They're all paired together. And the system that we're most familiar with, the physical world that we're still in, pretty much is the dimensions 1, 2, and 3. And then we also have it's explained in this, it's called love, portions of this love, dance of love. And the portions of this dance of love video, you might be able to look it up like that. It's back from 2002. It's Greek, I think. But there's densities also. Systems like we're living in a one density system, and there's four density systems. So I guess each three of the dimensions, each three dimensions represents one density, and 4, 5, and 6 is the second density. Now the Earth is moving into the fifth dimension. So we'll be a second density system, those of us that make it into the fifth dimension. Some of us might not, it's been said. I mean, if you want to hold on to the past and you're obstinate, you don't want to move ahead, and when the event happens, you'll be transported to another one density system, which will include dimensions 1, 2, and 3, just like it's inclusive of where we are now. But 4, 5, and 6 is already connecting. The Earth is already, Earth herself is already connected. Yeah, the Earth is a female vibration, it's a consciousness. So anyhow, back to this 250 billion years ago, I said the entry points to the time-space system we're in is dimensions 12, 11, and 10. Now, the group at the top was the Elohim, or Elohim, E-L-O-H-I-M, however you want to pronounce it. And they were the top dogs, that's an expression, in the system that we're in 250 billion years ago, and they decided they didn't want to follow the original blueprint. All the original blueprints for all the universes come from God himself. That's a whole other story. It goes down to the creator gods, and the creator gods, which Jesus Nazareth is. There's only one place I know you can find that information, the apocryphal revelation, but yeah, he's one of the creator gods, and he sets the system up in accordance with the vibrations set forth and the parameters and the geometries and the mathematics given to him by the single source of all there is, the Heavenly Father, or the Trinity of Paradise. Sometimes they work together. You know, that's a whole other story again about that. But geometry is connected through it, to it. Mathematics is connected to it. And the blueprint is the connection. So the founders, who are the creator gods in the 13th, 14th, and 15th dimensions, they set up our system. Like I said, it had 12 dimensions. And at the top, the most the most evolved at that particular point, 250 billion years ago, the Elohim decided to blow up the 12th stargate. Each one of these dimensions has their own stargate, which transduces the mathematics from the source, God, down through the co-creation of the creator gods into the top of the system, which is the 12th dimension, or we could call it the 12th stargate. Universal Stargate, you know, each system is a universe in itself. So, the Tree of Life with the 12 dimensions and the 12th Stargate was blown up by the Elohim because they decided they wanted to play God themselves. They didn't want to follow any more rules, and they wanted to just do it all free of, with their thinking, no input from God or whatever. So, once they blew up the 12th Stargate, you know, and there was good Elohim, they probably didn't want to do it, but some of them went sour. This is called, known as the original sin that made it, and that term made it all the way down into the Bible, except in the Bible they try to blame Adam. Of Adam and Eve, which is incorrect. That isn't the original sin. The original sin happened 250 billion years ago, so this video says. And they explain quite a lot. So once they blew up the 12th dimensional stargate that takes in purest form of mathematics from the founders, a reversal took place. And though the information was still coming in, it was coming in reversed. And at that point in time, a phantom, yeah, that's the word for it, a phantom matrix was beginning to form in the form of a black hole where creation could still be done, but they had to suck in, you know, you've heard the term black hole suck in, you know, they suck in, had to suck in information and techniques for creating from what was left, the 11th dimensions. And so 11 and 12 were the only portholes, entry points into our system, the 11th dimension and the 10th dimension. So at that point, 250 billion with a B years ago, the 12th stargate was in the Byron system. That's why some people say human history dates back to the Lyrans. But these beings up at that high level were not, they were beyond just physical humans, definitely. And so the wars started back then between the disagreements. Those that wanted to venture into this black hole phantom matrix and those that wanted to stay the true course tied into the founders. And warring took place ever since. And you want to look this video up and try to watch it for yourself, because it talks about Odetacron reptilians, another group that was up there in the higher dimensions. And then there was Seraphi, who also went to the dark side. And there was the dragon moth race, also sometimes in the draconians referred to as Omicron. Now, isn't that funny? We have an present day, we have an Omicron variant. I guess that's the draconians that are still here, draconians. Most draconians are bad guys. Still hanging out, holding out on our planet. So they decided to, and they're the ones, the dark side, the dark reptilians, the dark draconians. They're the ones that are behind the Illuminati and the New World Order, and known as the Cabal. And they are doing this virus attack on humanity. And so they decided to name the new variant after themselves. Really, it's not just after a Greek letter, it's after themselves. That's very interesting to find out. But anyhow, that's what's going on, you know. It's been warring ever since, and we're still pretty much partly locked in this black hole matrix, which kind of like, you know, it's a bad place to be. Anyhow, we're going to be freed by the Galactic Federation of Light. Meanwhile, we still have to suffer all the crap that the cabal here is still holed up here on Earth is dishing out to us, you know? It's all out war as far as they're concerned, you know? They're running double, triple order of chemtrail planes out there, further poison the air and the ground. You know, we got the fake vaccines being, and the fake TV media liars trying to coax people to put poisons and dangerous things into their body, you know? And they're still trying to depopulate the world with that, and they're trying to starve the rest of the humanity. And the 5G, which further ruins people's bodies, and, you know, setting off more things into the atmosphere, more types of poisons, trying to inject us with, you know, nanobots, and going out for all control, all brainwashing of humanity, making us suffer in any way possible, taking away all the things we love to try to trick us to poison ourselves and walk off a cliff. And as many bad things as they can possibly come up with, and they've come up with plenty, you know, poisoning the food with GMO production. And watch out, they're going to be putting nanobots in their GMO food. So you really want to get away from GMO food. I mean, because it's all at war as far as they're concerned, and they're looking to take down as many of us as they can. So you got to be careful while you're out there. Hey, this is a calling radio show. If you have anything to add to what I just said, or something even better, hey, number is 888-627-6008. I put out a message there via command 1221 to get a set up a team around me to find some people representing the Galactic Federation to call into this radio show. You know, it might not have to be this week, but it should be soon, because it's important, you know. The Pleiadians have said they want to start communicating with us. Well, I say the best way to communicate with us is to, like, calling to my radio show and talking to a real person. That's me, you know. Forget about talking to the politicians. These people are idiots, all of them. Find me one that isn't. Even Rand Paul, he doesn't know that much. What does he know? He never even talks about extraterrestrials. He's probably afraid that people would knock him out or something. But, I mean, you know, this is no time for holding back what you know. And we need to get the human race ready for what's coming. They're going to land here, whether you like it or not. Except these are the good guys, and they're going to give us the Galactic Codex, which is a form of justice system, pretty much allowing everyone to do what they want to as long as they don't create anything negative or infringe upon somebody else or harm people. It's a loving system. System of sharing and everybody helping each other. It's based around love, the most powerful force in the universe. So we should all be welcoming this, but at the same time, there's a lot of thunderheads in our world that might have a problem coping with extraterrestrials landing on our world and identifying themselves as, as part of our ancient heritage or whatever. You'll scare a few people, but most of us, I think, will have no problem dealing with it. But it's important that they start communicating with us. And I'm not talking about communicating just with the secret military groups that are of the good guys, or communicating with leaders of powerful nations. Unfortunately, the leaders of powerful nations are basically idiots. You know, find me one leader of one nation that isn't a frigging idiot. Even if he hears about the ETs, he'll probably, the only conclusion he'll come up with or she'll come up with is, oh, you're coming to come here and take away my control of my world. You're going to take away my dictatorship. You're going to take away my ruling with an armed fist. And that's, so why bother to talk to these people? You know, you want to be polite and show some respect for the governments that are in place. Well, yeah, you got to balance that too. But the real people that have the real knowledge know we are not part of the government, really. We have like radio shows like this, or we're doing other things. Of course, the Pleiadians put out that, the Pleiadians put out their plea. Well, no, it wasn't a plea. They put out their announcement that if you have a good piece of land, your own private property, you can invite them to land a small craft on your property and meet with them. Unfortunately, I don't know any people that have myself. I'm a poor person. I grew up among poor people, and all my friends are basically poor people. You know, some of us have a lot of knowledge, but we're still, you know, living a basically below poverty existence, and we have to blame for that, not so much ourselves, government. You know, government has been slowly making everyone poor over the last 3 or 4 decades. That's right. That's right. And it's quite unfortunate. And they're still looking to make us even poor. So these are the people that the Galactic Federation of Light should be looking to speak to, and the Pleiadians should be looking to speak to. I hope my message got through clear when I said 3 times command 1221 and stated what I'm looking for. I'm looking for them up there in the motherships and in the other dimensions to arrange for one of the representatives to call into this radio show, and let's talk some real dialogue, ad-lib the conversation if they know how to do that. I hope they do, because that's the best type of a conversation. Usually anybody that calls into this radio show has no problem ad-libbing a conversation, so why should they? And along with the Pleiadians' statement that they would like to start communicating with us, they're worried about our safety. Sure, that's nice to think of that, about that. Believe me, nobody is going to be in an unsafe position by you calling into this radio show. You know, there's nothing unsafe about it. You know, and if you're from the higher dimensions, or even a representative down on this earth, physical plane, if you can't figure out how to call into a radio station and hide your location, I don't get it. What's your problem? You need to get the info on how to do it and do it. Because it's important that we start communicating, regular people of planet Earth start communicating with at least the Pleiadians, if not members of the decision-making team of the Galactic Federation that's involved in freeing us from all the obstacles that the dark side has put in and around us. Now, I've been following their situation for about 4 years now, and I'm like everybody else. I'm getting tired of hearing how long it's taking. You know, I started making an offer a number of years ago, you know, to get in touch with me. Nobody has gotten in touch with me. I guess they don't listen to this radio show, but they ought to listen to it because they can learn a thing or two. That's right, and the higher dimensions, they don't know everything, you know, and they should be aware of the fact that on Earth here, during our course of living a physical life, we learn things that they don't have the opportunity to learn in the higher dimensions. We learn how to deal with all kinds of despicable creatures, people, you know, they're ungodly. They're untrustworthy, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on and on. They're dangerous. So we know a lot. We've come up with some great sayings here on planet Earth, like a stitch in time saves nine. Well, if they had known that one 250 billion years ago when there was the first break-off and the starting of the black hole matrix, it would have been smarter to stop it then. Because the war has continued and still ongoing. This is the last end of the 250 billion year war. This is the last battle being fought here on planet Earth. Isn't it nice to know that we're last on the list to be saved? Not really, but that is supposedly how, according to the info being revealed, that's the deal. Let's make a deal. Well, if I had something to say about it, we would have made a better deal. And I've been saying for years now to get in touch with, I'm not the only one, those of us that have the knowledge of how to make things move faster here on Earth. You know, they have their worries about hostages being hurt, and they surely know some of the things that we don't know, but at the same time, no, one of the issues is now, you know, the comment that we're not ready for them to land. Well, you know, that could be changed in a couple of months, really. Don't drag this on for another couple of years. That could be changed in a couple of months. It's simple. With the right amount of money appropriated, and you guys have access to all the bank accounts and stuff like that, you're talking... I don't know whether it was 2 or 3 years ago, you were talking about your representative Cobra was talking about $70 trillion is going to be made available to us. Well, you know what? A very small portion of that given to us now will help move things along faster. Just by using the same techniques that money buys things and buys situations and can influence people. But you need a significant amount to do it, you know? I'm not the only one who knows how to do this in a good way, but I'm apparently the only one asking for the money. So, you know, there's the old saying, I'm sure you guys are familiar with Jesus Christ, you know, one of the Michaels, ruler of Nebadon, maybe you've heard that one, but you know, it's one of his teachings, and all his teachings that Jesus brought to earth were from the Heavenly Father himself. the ones you call the source of all there is. Well, he has a personal identity. It's known as the Heavenly Father. You know, and one of Jesus' famous teachings is, ask and ye shall receive. Well, I've been asking for like 2-3 years now, maybe longer, and I haven't seen any response, you know? In order for things to move fast, and every second counts in this war at the end battle here, because they're throwing out all the stops. All the stops are gone. They're throwing out everything they can at us, and they're going to make more people suffer and more people die before their time because you guys are not moving it fast enough. You know, there's an immediate issue. They're stepping up the battle, and you guys are still not moving fast enough. If you don't like that, I'm not saying that to insult you. I'm telling you because it's the truth, and I know how to move things faster, and I don't want to hear any excuses about it. Worried about this, worried about that. Sure, it's important to be concerned about everybody in hostages and all that, but there are still ways to move things faster that apparently you guys don't know that. Well, it's not so much you don't know about it, because to move things faster, what I'm talking about here, you have to start communicating with us. You don't have to physically meet us. You can start talking through this radio show, and I'll explain it to you, what can be done, and then maybe you can send the money via Messenger or PayPal or whatever. Start sending the money and it'll get done, because there's people like me that I don't have to consult anybody to make a decision. I've got the gift. It's called knowingness, and I have enough experience on this world to know how to influence people in a good way, and how to wake people up in a good way, and how to make things move fast, immediate. You know, we learn on this world the thing about immediate gratification, you know? We understand, those of us who do understand about how the universe works, you know, you put your thoughts out there, sometimes you can make something happen immediately. You'll get immediate response. Sometimes it takes months, years, decades for you for the universe to manifest what you want. But at the same time, when you, or let's say me, or somebody like me that knows how to make decisions instantly, I don't have to explain to you how it's done. Just take my word for it. You know, I've got the gift of how to do it. You know, I ask a few questions, and sometimes I don't even have to ask questions because I know the answer already beforehand. And I have enough experience dealing with things here on Earth. On Earth, you can make things happen instantly if you have enough money. You can change the global situation almost instantly if you have enough money to do it. Because like the dark side is ribbing to us right now, with enough money, you can bribe everybody. But you don't have to bribe people. You can just set up the things that will make it voluntary, except the dark side is tricking you to voluntarily kill yourself. If you can't see that, you know, you need to wake up. You're still asleep in the matrix, but that's what they're doing. I feel sorry for all these people that took the bats because they got tricked into doing something they shouldn't do. And that's just too bad. Hey, you know, free will is it. If they can trick you, you know, tricking is permitted, unfortunately. But anyhow, that's the deal. I'm very disappointed that I haven't got a response yet. Like I said, it doesn't have to happen tonight, but it should happen soon. Because every day that goes on, innocent people are dying. Millions of people are getting tricked to do things to their bodies they shouldn't be doing because they don't know. I mean, apparently never learned how to think for themselves. They're just so damn brainwashed by the media. They're just a bunch of obedient zombies. We also call them sheeple. But you know, time is of the utmost importance now. And believe me, I don't care what the obstacles are. We can move things faster here on Earth if we have the money to do it. It's that simple. You know, I am a 2024 U.S. presidential candidate. I actually ran the last four elections as a write-in candidate, and I'm doing it again. But without money support, my candidacy won't mean too much. And I am the most qualified of people to run for president of the United States that ever walked the face of this earth. That's right, because I've got all the knowledge that's pertinent to being a president of the United States. And that is the most powerful position on our planet at this particular point in time still. And what we have a clone in the White House, you know, imposter. So that position of authority is going to waste right now. But at the same time, you know, I could have won the last election if I had enough money easily. You know, if there was enough money, well, just like they bribed everybody else, I mean, I wouldn't want to do it like that, and I wouldn't have to do it like that, but I would have had to hire a big support team, have representatives at every single poll, and take a hand count of everyone that was going to vote for me. Plus, I'd have the money to go out there and explain to them why you got to stop voting for Democrats and Republicans. That's the system designed to keep us in gridlock. If you can't figure that out, well, you don't know how to evaluate statistics. I'm not even going to get into that, but that's why I'm running again in 2024. You know, if the Galactic Federation would like to be a good president of the United States, forget about talking to the Democrats and Republicans, because they're nothing but crooks. They're owned by the dark side and the cabal. You should be talking about an independent person like me. You should be backing me up. It's simple. All I need is the money to make it happen. I know what to do, you know? I don't know if there's even anybody that has it's not ego, it's called knowingness. I'm calling out to you, anybody in the higher dimensions, are you that good out there that you know how to make a decision instantly on what you're dealing with? I'd like to know if there's anybody out there like that. Yeah, sure, God knows how to do that. But God isn't personally handling the issue down here. It's been assigned to others. You know, the 52 star nations, they're handling the situation now. But you ought to the whole point I'm talking about is you ought to be talking to people like me that have the knowingness. You're not going to find us in government, you know? You're going to find this amongst the population. And as far as I know, I'm the only one calling out, hey, I'm here. You know, I've got the blueprints for an infinite amount of strategies to start making things move faster so you guys can land safely and no one will get harmed. You know, keep on doing whatever you're doing, you know. Sounds like you're doing good things. You know, I don't have access to observe what's going on, but I'll take your word for it, and you should take my word for what I'm saying. You know, to ignore what I'm saying here on this radio station tonight, you're part of the problem because you're being unresponsive. If you want to help us, well, why don't you get down off the high horse, as this Earth saying goes, and meet me voice to voice here on the radio show. It's perfectly safe. You know? You can learn something, too. You know? I've never met an individual that I couldn't teach something to. Because I've gained that much knowledge. I'm sure you guys could teach me a thing or two. But don't mislabel me as being egotistic. When I have knowledge and I've become educated myself to a certain point, would you rather I lie to you and say, duh, I don't know anything, you know, or just humbly be quiet? Well, when you get so much knowledge, you know, you're in the position to take command of the situation and start making decisions that'll be beneficial to everyone. You know, when I have that talent, I have to advertise I have it. You know, what would be the point of having schooled myself to that point and then nobody knows about it? So that's why I talk about it on my radio show here. I'm the guy who's got it. You know, I've got the goods, as the saying goes, to make things happen for the better in the interest of serving humanity. You know, if you ever read the Bible, Mark chapter 9, verse 35, person who wants to be the leader has to be the servant of everyone. Well, I know how to make decisions and plan things out to be the servant of everyone. You know, whether you do or not, I know how to do it. And that's why you guys should be talking to me on this radio show. Well, we're going to find out. It's just a matter of time. You know, I put I put things into motion. I did the forming of the team with the command 1221. And we'll see what happens. You know, immediate responsiveness is more important in the issue now than anything. You know? And I'll be interested in hearing, you know, in this video of Dance of Love, you got to look for it, 2002. They talk about at a certain point in time, they thought, well, let's just stop this, you know? And the implications of stopping it, well, they should have stopped it as soon as it happened. That was the time to stop it. You know, somebody blows up a Stargate, you know, the key top Stargate so they can go off and play God by themselves. That was the immediate time to move in and stop it, you know, because halfway down the road there, whatever it was, 125 billion years, 100, you know, more wars went into more wars, and then the video talks about worrying. Well, the people are in the black hole system. We close it now, they'll be annihilated, and they won't remember where they came from. Well, that only happened because you didn't do the stitch in time to save nine as soon as it happened. You know, some issues need to be dealt with immediately, you know? It's called an emergency situation. You can't allow beings, or him or not, to do something against the God's plan. You know, it should have been stopped immediately, okay? Then there wouldn't have been any beings, or you wouldn't have to do any thinking about rescuing beings out of a black hole. And of course, that's part of what's going on now. They're trying to, because we're in the phantom black hole system. Earth has been stuck in here. You know, supposedly planet Earth has been liberated already, the consciousness of planet Earth. But the individual entities like myself and others who have incarnated onto this planet, we're the ones that have to be rescued, and we're going to be rescued through an ascension process, which will be finalized with the event and what comes after the event. They want to make sure all the cabal that have the weapons still are removed. But they're still worried about, is humanity ready, you know? The solution to getting humanity ready can be done in a couple of months, but you got to be responsive to the people that know how to do it that quickly. It's not that difficult. Like I said, the only thing it requires with the way things are set up now is a sufficient amount of money. You know, I'm sure you can figure out how to get me that money, you know. I don't need to have it all in my hands at once. I just need to have access to it as I need it, one day at a time. She can't figure out how to do that. Why? You need to be taught a thing or two. It's not that difficult. What's difficult is waiting for you guys to make the decision when to land here. And I applaud you for what you might have done. I'm following what you say you're doing, and I'll take your word for it. But at the same time, I can't buy into this that we got to wait for more time. We've waited long enough, and it's time you guys learn a few lessons about how to move things along quicker. You know, in the last couple of years, I've learned quite a bit about all the electronic things set up to isolate us and all the other crap that brainwashing and the capturing of the children and enslavement of people, abducting people, and all that. A lot of that I didn't know, but that's irrelevant to my ability to find solutions for anything. And you guys need to start talking to us now, not wait for the event, because, like I said, we're suffering. More of us, there's going to be more casualties because you're not being responsive enough. You know, I'd like Commander Ashtar to call in himself, you know, and we'll have an ad lib conversation, and I'll be sure to let him know what he needs to do in co-creating the final solution with those of us here on the planet. We know things that you guys up there in the spacecraft don't know. I'm not saying that to be insulting. I'm telling you the truth. You know, I've listened to all the interpretations and all the explanations, and there's a lot being left out that your conversations, your communications show that you don't know things that we know. Now, don't take it personally. Just take it as you ought to be interested that I know things that you don't know. You ought to be interested in finding out about those things. You know? We'll have an exchange of information. So, hey, if you got anything to say, the number here is 888-627-6008. There's a little interesting thing I picked up during the week. Some, they're creating fake, the dark side is creating fake weather all around the world to punish the places it doesn't like, or just to see what kind of crazy things they can do to harass us. Giant hailstones falling on a beach in Egypt. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't they creative? And of course, you know, they're creating havoc all over with the weather. On the East Coast here, they created a lot of black ice and something that shouldn't have been that serious, but they did with temperature inversions and stuff between the ground and the air. They were able to make some rain turn into black ice very quickly, for which plenty of motor vehicles got into accidents. Oh, aren't they having fun with their weather control machines? And, of course, why? That shouldn't even be allowed to be going on, but when every government leader and many people in the military of high command are being bribed to sit back and allow it to happen, like, you got to wonder, how can the chemtrails have been going for decades now and there's nobody in any government anywhere even willing to talk about it? Shows the extent of the bribery. really? Yeah? Again, that's why, hey, people need to seriously consider supporting someone who's running for president to know how to address these situations. Yeah, and there's ways to address them without me putting my life in jeopardy. You know, don't tell me about, yeah, we know President Kennedy got himself killed because he was a blabbermouth. you don't telegraph your punches. He's talking about taking out the bad guys. Well, that scared the shit out of him, and they got rid of him before he could do anything. I'm not that kind of person, you know. I definitely could stop the chemtrail planes. I could do it now, even though I'm not the president, but it's people that would be needed to do that don't get in touch with me. How can I do anything? I need a team behind me to do something like that. To stop the chemtrail planes, yeah, I need a team of players in key positions to do that. It can be stopped. Yeah? All it takes is ingenuity. Every problem can be solved with a little ingenuity. But it takes a well-trained mind to put that ingenuity into practical application. And I'm the guy who can do it. You know? When I say I can do something, I can do it. You know? Not like these other people that just like to get out there and talk about what they would like to do. I'm telling you, it can be done. Even, you know, from the private sector here, but it will require a team of certain people. Anyone with the desire to stop the chemtrails, well, that would be a start. You need to call in this radio show. You need to get in touch with me or something. Or tweet me on Twitter. Hey, find out a little about me. Go to, you know, BBS Radio, my show, Connect the Dots. And click on the name of the show or my name, and you'll find out all the things I'm connected to and how to get in touch with me. It's not that difficult, you know? The trouble is nobody wants to do a damn thing. Everybody is too friggin' lazy. And or too unresponsive. Apparently, unresponsiveness is of epidemic proportions, apparently, in the whole damn time-space system we're in. You know? Yeah. Including the Galactic Federation, there seems to be they seem to be affected by the unresponsive variant. Because, you know, like, as this, like I said already, the Earth's saying, get off the high horse, you know? Get down to the level of the person you're talking to, you know? Like a growing up, getting down on their knees or squatting down to talk to a five-year-old, you know? So more on their level. Well, you guys need to start communicating to us on our level. No, telepathic communication is not the way to do it now. It's verbal communication, right? Because telepathic communication can be a one-way street. It's almost like texting in certain ways. It has its advantages in other ways, but we're not, most of us are not experts at telecommunication when we spend a whole time working verbally. So if you come down to our level, unless you guys, and of course, since somebody knows how to verbally communicate, we'll explain it all to you, what you need to know and what should know to help move things along faster. And then we can co-create a faster solution. Okay, co-creation is the way. That's what I say. You know what we're, was mentioning this Dance of Love video that I spent a lot of time listening to, was the fact that what we're up against, something like a trillion invisible entities that are on the dark side, and they're floating around, playing with our minds all the time, throwing in the monkey wrench. Well, no wonder why life on Earth is difficult. So, as if we didn't know already, the other thing I wanted to say, there are daily anti-lockdown meditations going on. You can find these things very easily on Twitter. It's start with Sisterhood Rose, or go to the 2012portal.blogspot.com. That's where the Cobra information is relayed from. Come on, listeners. We have a contract with the Galactic Federation of Light now. You know, we had enough signatures back on December 21st of last year to officially negotiate a contract for help. So it's in contractual form now. They know we want them to come in and help. But at the same time, they could help us better if they started communicating with the regular people, like myself, the non-government people. You know, they have some contacts with good militia people. That's fine. But what about the service population? You know, those of us that have to suffer and endure all this crap that is being thrown at us. We should be communicating with too. And no, we don't all have property for small Pleiadian ships to land. You know? And to work out the details of meeting somebody out beyond has to it requires, you know, a physical conversation on our level. Come down to our level and speak to us verbally. You know? Because we have a lot to offer than you, more to offer than you ever imagined. Well, I hope the message gets through. I hope they're listening. And I believe I have a command team. I hope you are listening tonight and got a grasp of finding the right person to call in next week. Too late to call in now. We're coming to the end of the show. And all I got to say is don't forget to participate on the full moon, Monday, January 17th, if you're in the New York City area, at 6:48 p.m. Have your computer on. Find the place to follow. Go to 2012portal.blogspot.com, the Cobra site, and find out where the walking through the event will happen. Where you can find it on your computer, because we all need to do this at the same time. So get ready to do it at about 6:35, 6:40 Eastern Standard Time. You have another time zone, figure it out. Some of the people have the time slots for other parts of the world posted. You can find that out very easily. Okay, we're getting to the end of the show, and guess what? You get to hear lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party Inclined? Are you followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody? Might be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my eyes. ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eyes.